Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, let's take off on a Thursday. Hard to believe. Some people would say January is taking forever. Others would say it's already the 30th. Some
it's
people would say that this week is dragged along. Some people would say, oh, my God, it's Thursday. Wonderful Thursday morning. A little rain action today, but don't let that affect your Thursday morning as we join you here from Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
You think this week is going slow or fast, real quick? Because I think it's flying by, guys. I don't know what you think about it. I think this has been one of the fastest weeks we have had here in Kansas City in quite some time, because obviously we're all looking forward to the Super Bowl. But, man, I think this week has moved. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's going like normal pace.
Well, it usually does, yeah.
It's not really flying by. Like, oh, my God, it's Thursday. I can't believe it. But it's also not like... Ugh, it's only Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, yesterday was kind of nice. I mean, it was like, I think almost 60 degrees.
It was, yes.
It was like nice to go outside, except like the one thing I found out is like anything that died and got buried under the snow had been risen and there was a stench. I don't know if there was something near my house, but there was definitely like a
dog poop everywhere.
For sure. But there was definitely like a squirrel or a varmint or something that had like either fallen out of a tree and had fallen underneath the snow and then it had melted the snow and then it was like, that's not the air that I thought, but you know, you can't win them all. So at least it was 55 degrees. Patio beers were back for like 2 hours. And then it was like, all right, sun's down, back inside, shut the door.
As soon as that sun went down, it did get cold last night. But, you mentioned the stench of all that kind of stuff. So now you get the opportunity to go find that, you know, out in the yard. And
it's not my enjoy. Yard.
Oh, it's not in your yard. Okay,
no,
good. Okay,
it's like got to be like either in the creek or it's like in the outside field somewhere. But it was definitely like. Yeah.
We sure cow didn't fart again in Iowa and send the scent down here to Kansas City. The reason I ask about how fast it's going, because I was, you know, spying again on our opponent's station, and there the guy opens the show, oh, it's been the longest week ever. I'm like,
oh boy.
Longest week ever. I said, I feel like this is flying by. Like, you know, there's been a lot going on, obviously, a lot of storylines with the Super Bowl, but just in general, I think everybody's kind of scrambling around trying to get their Super Bowl plans together, whether you're watching it here, headed down to the big game or whatever you're going to do for the Super Bowl. I think everybody's just kind of in action today, getting in this week, getting all those plans in place and getting ready to go. Mm. So I think this week has flown by. I think it's been great here in Kansas City. Everybody's in such a wonderful mood and having themselves a good time and whatnot. So I'm ready for this Super Bowl. What are we, 10 days away now from this thing? And so let's kick this thing off and let's have some fun and win another one, right?
Do you love finding out information that you've never known your entire life, like randomly?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah,
do you love
yes.
random facts?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I follow Uber Facts on Twitter,
no,
right?
It's
they're
great.
So
we have a topic later today where it's like best three-peats.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what the Chiefs are set off to do. So I was looking up some stuff about like actors or film, like albums, whatever
sure.
it is. And I thought I'd, you know, look up Garth Brooks' discography.
Okay.
Right? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know his real name is Troil?
No, what? I'm sorry, what?
Dead serious.
That's
Troil
what, that,
Garth Brooks.
That's why I play for the Royals, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Look him up. It's T-R-O-Y-A-L Garth Brooks. Troil Garth Brooks.
There's one person I guarantee you that knew that information. Emily knew that information.
Really?
I guarantee she knew that information. She's packing sour cream for spring training, and Garth Brooks was a Royal. I guarantee you she knew that information.
Because I put it on the rundown, and I was like, do you know what that means, Mac? He's like, no idea. He's
I
like,
thought you just goes, were
like,
gibberish.
He goes, I Google searched it, didn't find anything. I was like, perfect.
Wow, you Google searched that and couldn't find
he
anything.
He just typed in Troil.
Troil.
And Troil Garth Brooks.
I mean, that's such a random name that you know I've never heard of in my entire life, but I figured if you would Google something like that, that would pop up right away, right?
Troil.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it because, like,
knew that.
It'll make more sense when we do the list here. I think it's like at 6:45. No, it's not. It's later on in the show, but we'll do like the best 3-year run for certain things. And, you know, I'm looking up certain names in the topic that I found and actors and whatnot. And then I was like, well, I was like, starting to think, like, who had really good runs, like, as either an actor, an artist, or, you know, maybe, you know, an athlete?
Mm hmm.
And I was like, Garth Brooks had a good run, but then there's like little breaks in between like albums where I'm like, nah, that wasn't really that big of an album. That's not really necessarily like the 3, 1, 2, 3 big, big moments.
Right.
And then I was like, wait a minute, what does that say? I was like, Troil Garth Brooks.
I mean, honestly to God, I've never heard that in my entire life. I mean, you know, you learn something new every day.
Now
say,
I think
right?
we know why he goes by Garth.
I think so.
Like imagine your career if it's like, and now, multi-time Grammy artist, Troil Brooks, you'd be like, who?
Yeah.
Or he even went by Chris Gaines before he went by
right.
Troil.
Yeah, so he could get away out of his non-compete, and maybe someday I'll have a different name. Joseph Sweetwood is my name.
Well, I mean, you go by Bob, but I mean, that's normal.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be like,
your
real name's Robert, or you go by Dick, your real name's Richard.
Well, Boomer Esiason, you know what his real name is?
Not Boomer.
No, but you know what his real name is?
No.
Norman.
I'd go by Boomer.
You're right.
Well,
yeah.
Until about 5 years ago.
Yeah, no.
I'd be like, Norman.
Yeah.
Don't call me Boomer.
Just call me Norm now, please. Boomer. It's like if your name is Karen, I feel really bad for you at this point in time because going by the name Karen is not a good connotation, you know, at this point.
No, I'd go by K.
Boom. Yeah.
It'd be K-A-Y.
Yeah, K.
Yeah.
That's a good
What's that
one.
Short for?
Ren.
Your business. You're such a Karen. She has no idea.
That is my name. And sometimes it fits. I mean, you know.
Troil Garth Brooks.
Troil Garth Brooks. No, so there we are. No, but
so that literally had no clue.
No.
Mac, you had no clue?
I thought Garth was his real name. Why would I think that he's making up, not making up, but going by something that wasn't his
that
real name?
That's like, you know? Furman George Strait.
Right,
like,
yeah. I mean, some of these names, man, are weird from back in the day, you know? They're old school names like Marguerite. You don't see that name much
Margie,
anymore.
Yeah.
Like all those names, you know, Helen and stuff
Peggy.
Like that. Peggy. But Peggy's a nickname for Margaret, you know?
It is?
Yes. Yeah.
Peg was short for Peggy.
No, well, it is.
Can't say that anymore.
Why?
Yeah, stop.
Oh.
Just during the break, look it up. Yeah, don't. Like, Peg Bundy wouldn't live today. That has a completely different meaning.
But Peggy is Margaret. Peg is short for Peggy. Why can't you say Peg anymore?
This is always reminds me of when Diddy Matthews and Ryan Lefever had a conversation when Lefever's like, here comes Travis Hafner. His nickname is Pronk. And Diddy's like, Pronk? And he's like, yeah. He's like, that's his nickname. He goes, the heck does that mean, Ryan? He goes, Denny, I'll have you look that up during the break. And you know why his name was that, I'm sure.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Bob, you'll have to look that one up during the break.
I never heard that was his nickname.
Because he's from the Projects. And then the second, it's like a mixture between Project and Crank. I'll let you figure out the two.
Okay.
Yeah. So imagine Diddy Matthews looking that up for the first time.
Yeah. Kind of like Nick Foles' nickname. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. BDN, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and
man.
And you could look that up, too.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. Yeah.
A lot of looking up on Google today. So yeah.
It's like, this guy looks like Napoleon Dynamite from the waist up.
Yes. From the waist down. Dynamite.
Yeah, no doubt. But no, I don't know, man. Like, I just, it's random when you fall into these things of Google search. Because, like, I'm sure you've done this before where, like, you look up, like, a year that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. You're like, 2019. I'm going to look up that roster. Then you click on a name. Then that goes to a team.
Oh,
then that
yeah.
goes to a coach. Then that goes to a year. And then you look at your phone. You're like, I have been doing this for 35 minutes.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
you know,
and
Troil,
I've done nothing. And then I've had Troil Garth Brooks. But yes. I think it's pretty cool to kind of have that that information today, because it is something that, you know, we didn't know. So congratulations to Troil on all of his success, right?
Just can't believe that. Like, I don't know if there's a name that you found out later in life that you didn't know that was their real name.
I'm sure there are, and I'm not thinking about it right now.
I mean, some of them are obvious, right? Like, some of them, like, you find out, like Marilyn Manson is probably not that guy's real name.
No, it's Paul from Wonder Years.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember that rumor.
That was a big one at the time. The other one, I think, Ned, you know, do people know he's Edgar?
Oh, yeah. You there know? Was a game the guy used to play with that.
Yeah,
that.
That's right. Yeah, did you know his name was Edgar?
I did not.
I'm sure a lot of people did not know that, you know?
I mean, again, I'm sure people know this more than I give them credit for, but Eldrick Tiger Woods,
right?
Like, I mean, I'm sure people that, obviously, if you know, I'm sure you knew that by a lot.
And then, of course, the other one that people probably don't know, it's actually Philip Mickelson.
Yeah.
I think John Wayne's real name's Marion.
Gacy. Oh.
Yeah, Gacy, that's a... Yeah,
I
think it's Marion.
Yeah, there's something that sounds familiar. Like if John Wayne would
that's
not go by Marion,
you don't see anymore. Like my old boss, his boss's name was Marion Woods. Shout out to 98.5 The Bar.
The only Marion that Woody. I ever heard of was Marion Barry, the old mayor of Washington D.C. who was like involved in the drug stuff back in the day.
Sean Marion? I guess that doesn't really count.
No, that's Merriman though. Merriman. Yeah, he was lights out.
He was good for a while. Did you watch any NBA last night?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You survived this week with no football?
It was fine. I had some money. Lost by one leg, as usual, Dusty. What do we come in here every day? One leg short.
Four in a row, buddy. Yeah. I've lost four parlays in a row by one leg, and two of them were six leggers. No one cares about your bets.
No one cares.
Bob's winning, like, nonstop.
Yeah, I know.
No wonder Underdog's like, you're 5-0. Keep reading these ads.
Yeah, Underdog's been fun. It's a lot of it is very much skill, as you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, of course. Yes. It's smart. It's IQ.
Yeah. Is Jack short for John?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, some of that just doesn't make sense.
I mean, honestly, why is Bob short for Robert? I mean, it should be Rob, you know, but like it should be Rob, but it's Bob. Or you go either way, obviously.
Marion Barber.
Marion Barber was a running back with the Chargers. Yeah.
Yeah, Cowboys.
And he did play for the Cowboys. I think he played for the Chargers, did he not? I could be wrong.
I remember
about
for Dallas more than anything.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Marion Barber, you know.
Marion Barry went to KU for a semester.
No, he did not.
I don't know. I'm just helping.
Did he really?
Probably.
Marion Barry?
I don't think anybody would randomly make that up at 6:11 in the morning.
Hey, you never. I've been doing this for 15 years.
I know.
I've been randomly making stuff up for a generation now. But Marion Barry went to. That would be the coolest thing ever. Marion Barry.
But again, how is Dick short for Richard?
I don't know. Another good one. Yeah.
I just don't get that.
Another good one, too. Bill Self's real name is actually William.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Willie Billy, that makes sense, though. Like, I don't know. Either way, sports on the other side as we get into talking about Troil Garth Brooks.
That's unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it, man. I just could not believe it. We'll get you in going here. But don't forget, big game coverage on 96.5. The Fan is brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all, invested in you. Join today at Community America Credit or CommunityAmerica.com. You're listening to 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
Don't be your own worst enemy. Be your biggest fan. That's my only advice today. Support you. Love you. Be you. Man, his headphones are wicked awesome. They got to be like bullet soundproof.
Who, mine?
Yes.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Because when you'll put them on and something will pop up and you'll say something, it's like, did you see this on the news?
It's the noise canceling and whatnot.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
No, I got to give you some of those. Don't want to be distracted when I'm, never mind. Anyways, I want to bring this up because I think it's awesome when someone or something supports something that you're currently going through, right? And what I mean by that is everyone says the Chiefs, hate them, can't stand them. And everyone's like, oh, well, there wasn't this sort of passion towards the Patriots in back in the day. Yes, there was.
There was, but it was deserved.
It was different, right? But where I talk about this is not the hatred for the team, the hatred that they win. Like, we were all that person. Tom Brady gets all the calls.
Oh, yeah.
Gronk's pushing off. Like, he has the bionic arm. No wonder he's able to get open. Like, we were complaining about a guy's arm attire.
Right.
Honesty. That was me. I'm like, no wonder he's able to, like, get that separation. It's like Barry Bonds at the plate, right? He can just lean that left elbow over the plate, or I guess it'd be his right elbow, and they, you know, pitch inside. I'm not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we hated Julian Edelman because, you know, we had, I don't know, conversations about is he a Pro Bowler? Look at his numbers. They don't add, or not a Pro Bowler, a Hall of Famer. Look at his numbers in the regular season. Doesn't add up. Look at his playoff numbers. Pretty good.
Pretty good in the playoffs.
And then, you know, had the play in Arrowhead where he, you know, muffed the fumble. You could see his red finger move on the football.
Right.
And then clearly it touched it, but yet they reviewed it. Oh, New England, they get all the calls. That was in our backyard.
Right, exactly, yes.
And now Julian Edelman goes out and supports the theory of why people hate the Chiefs. And it's brilliant because this is a guy who heard all of it, that went through it, that did everything to, like, avoid it and listen to it. This is Julian Edelman, about 35 seconds on the whole theory.
It's apparent when you're on top, everyone wants to try to bring you down. It's a bunch of bull loney.
Nice.
That the league is helping the Kansas City Chiefs. If you got a problem with it, go beat them. Okay, the refs aren't involved in when you throw interceptions, when you fumble the ball, when you jump off sides, when you don't convert third down or fourth down or third and fourth down for short four times. They can't control that. Like, if you want to beat them, go beat them. Don't talk about it. Be about it. I'm so sick and tired of hearing people say that about the Chiefs.
I love it for Julian Edelman. I mean, because that's
total
the
hero
truth.
Now.
No, yeah. Like, I never hated Julian Edelman, right? Like, I just didn't. I don't hate greatness, yeah. Right? Like, when the Patriots started this thing, again, the only time I rooted against them is when they were playing the Giants, and I never thought right. They'd beat the Giants, or I never thought the Giants would beat them, and they ended up doing it twice. And so greatness is good for a sport. You need a villain. You need somebody that everybody can hate because, look, in baseball, you have the Dodgers now, right? I think that's your new hated team, you know?
Yeah.
Even the Yankees. Are like, screw those guys, man. Nobody can keep up with them.
And
right?
That's a different hate because it's almost like jealousy.
Yeah,
right?
But
or envy, I guess, because you're like, well, we don't have the money to do that, so we can't do it. They can, of course. God, I hate them because they can.
Right.
Like,
well, I think there's
a
some
salary
of that.
Cap in football.
Yeah. Like, but there's also jealousy. I mean, we're
sure.
All jealous of the Patriots. I mean, let's call it what it is. Hatred is, you know, because you're like, man, I wish I had that, right? Like, no matter what team it is, right? If they're good and they're successful, everybody else is not going to like them because it's not their team. Now, mm-hmm. The difference is people are creating things that aren't true to hate the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's like the refs are on their side and whatnot. And, you know, Mitch tweeted it yesterday. The Chiefs are 17th in the NFL in scores and drives aided by a penalty. I mean, that's middle of the pack, lower than middle of the pack. So that tells me they're not being aided by the officials. But mm-hmm. But facts don't matter anymore in life, right? People have their minds made up, and they're going to die on that hill, and they're going to believe what they want to believe, whether or not you give them the facts necessary to say, actually, your opinion is wrong. And it's okay to have opinions and think things, but then when facts are presented to you that proves what you are saying is wrong, well, you have to be able to accept that. And that's where we are now with, I think, the majority of people that don't like the Chiefs. They're not in acceptance mode that the Kansas City Chiefs are just better than everybody else at this point in time. And if you want to stop them, you've got to find a way to beat them. But it is so hard to beat them because they do everything so well. And that's where we are right now. It's like everybody's just throwing up their arms and going, well, we can't beat them on the field, so we're going to blame the referees and blame this or blame that or blame the other thing. The Patriots were blatantly cheating. We know all that, right? They were doing Spygate. They were doing Deflategate. Whatever you want to say about that, they were legitimately cheating. The Chiefs aren't doing anything like that. They're just beating people. And again, in this day and age where personal responsibility is a historical slogan, that's where we sit right now because it's just easier to blame others than it is to look in the mirror and take responsibility for yourself and say, damn, we should have done better. And again, 3:33 to go, Mr. MVP under center.
Yeah, I think it's definitely envious of what they have. Like, I mean, look, do they have outliers in their situation? Of course, right? They have the greatest tight end to ever play the game.
Right.
They paired that with the greatest quarterback of its time, of its era.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not close. Like, there is a large gap because of playoff success.
No doubt.
And then you parlay that with the coach. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, I wish we had all that. I wish I had one of that, yeah. right? Like, you look at Detroit. They got Campbell, mm-hmm. right? Goff, eh, right? Like, he's good.
Yeah.
Laporta, yeah. Amara St. Brown, is he the best? No, no. But he's good.
Good.
Chiefs have best.
Yeah. But that's not something to blame
it's
not,
but it's
on
also
them,
not
you know?
Normal.
Yeah.
Right at the time, New England, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, the best. Rob Gronkowski, the best.
Right.
Bill Belichick, the best. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's and that's why I think we see these type of runs. That's why you only see one team do it. It would be impressive if, you know, San Fran was consistently winning and consistently every other year it was like, the Niners won it, then the Chiefs won it, then the Chiefs won two, then the Niners won again, then the Chiefs won one. It's not like that.
No, it's
and,
not.
You know, it's, you know, you look at Buffalo, Josh Allen's great. He's not Mahomes, and he never will be. And is that fair to him that always gets, you know, put in the conversation? No, but that is the recipe of your career. That's mm-hmm. just the way things go in sports. That's the way they have to be because no matter what you are or what you do, there will always be a comparison.
Right.
Right? Radio, there's comparisons. You know, in school, students are compared like, oh, your brother was so much better of a student than you are. It's yeah. like, well, I'm not my brother.
Right. But right? That is life. You're right yeah. about that because I'm thinking back to like the old days of talking to Art Stewart back in the day about baseball players. He'd always have a comp for me. Bobby, this is the next this guy or this is. And he told
Alex
me,
Gordon was the next George Brett. Ruined him for like three years.
The one that
brought him down, brought him up.
Right. But the one that he did hit on that I'll always remember, he told me, I remember the first spring training of Salvi and he goes, this is the next Sandy Alomar Jr. And I'm like, okay, let's see where we can go from here. He's better than Sandy Alomar yeah. Jr., right? Like, so you always have those comps in life. But I also think, too, a lot of the shade that is being thrown at the Chiefs, not that he cares, but mm-hmm. it really is running down what Brett Veach has done as general manager of this football team.
Yeah, I told you, one guy you should hate more than anybody yeah. on the Chiefs is Brett Veach.
And this will send it home even more because since this run of Super Bowls, since we started this 5 years ago, mm-hmm. right, the first Super Bowl in Miami of February 2020 to where we are today.
Six guys, one
seven player, yeah. Well, more guys than that. Yeah, it was like nine guys, one bed.
Wow.
There are 7 players that are maintained on this roster in the last 5 years that have been here for all the Super Bowls. What do you mean?
Winchester one? Like doesn't count.
Well, then don't count Butker either. But
he's a kid. He's yeah. actually like. I mean, I'm just saying like you wouldn't think that. Like there'll right. be like seven guys. Like okay, I mean, I guess he. Sorry, he counts.
Yeah, no, yeah. But the point is the roster has yeah. turned over so much. And Brett Veach is so good at what he does that 5 years ago to where we are now, there's only 7 guys that are the same. And every roster turns over about a third every year.
I'd even say look at the 2022 roster.
In the NFL. I mean, you got Mahomes, Kelce, Hardman, Jones, Noddy, Butker, and Winchester. That's it. Mm-hmm. Those are the only guys that have been here through this entire run. And so when people complain and say this kind of stuff, how about what Brett Veach is doing as general manager to not just turn the roster over, but turn it over with great players and players that were better than what they had before. And that, I think, is really the key to all of this, is that every time they turn a player over, they seemingly find somebody better or just as good as that player.
And I think that is, like, we talked about that, like, 2 weeks ago as well. Like, I just think that that's where people are so infuriated because not only that, but, like, look at all the coaches that have left.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City. Like, the biggest question we have for Detroit this year is, can Campbell do it with new guys as his assistants? You would think, yes, that the system will stay the same, and the guys that have been in the same meetings can, you know, kind of do the same thing, but, you know, we'll find out, right? Like, we'll find out how good Philadelphia's offense is when Kellen Moore goes to New Orleans. It hasn't been official, but right. we think that's going
I
to be the move.
I think that's kind of the move. I think right. you can see the writing on the wall with that one, right?
I mean, yeah. he's the next best guy. They're the only team without a coach. Is the only right. name that's really been floating around, unless something weird happens.
And McCarthy pulled out of that, so yeah, or told he wasn't getting the job or whatever
the case may
be.
He's going to take a year off. He'll be the hottest commodity next year.
Right,
it'll
exactly.
be him and Cliff Kingsbury. It'll be the two hottest coaches everyone will be talking about next right. year. But you look at the turnover on roster, the turnover on coaching. Some teams do that and they lose a little, you know, they lose a little push.
It's going to be interesting to see what Detroit does next year. We're right. going to see how good Dan Campbell really is as a head coach, right? You lose both of your coordinators and probably other guys from your coaching staff as well.
Right.
Are going to be poached and moved on.
This is another great point from the 816. It's like, it's not like they're drafting 5th, 7th.
No, I mean, they haven't had a good draft pick in a decade. You know, I mean, since Mahomes, really.
They moved up to get Worthy to like 22.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's still later in the draft. Anybody could have had him. Bills could have had him. They moved up to get McDuffie. but it wasn't like significantly moving up.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that. And another good text from the text line as we finish this topic up. But like a lot of the Chiefs' hate stems from other teams' own insecurities and lack of ability to make the big play consistently. The thing that I thought my roommate said that was really awesome is he said the problem with the Chiefs and their penalties is that when you commit a penalty, the Chiefs always make you pay. Like, if you get a holding penalty on the 10-yard line, the Chiefs will score a touchdown. You give them a first down on 3rd and 5, the Chiefs will somehow result in a successful drive. Other teams, they get penalties, they might go 3 and out. They might miss their field goal. Or they get a touchdown and they miss the extra point. We saw that in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We saw it in the Houston Texans game. It's like perfectly said there. Insecurities of other teams. Well, the Chiefs, damn it. It's like, no, they take advantage of everything.
Right.
The draft, picking late. The penalties, getting called late. The ability to do certain things that you can't do because you don't have 15. That's what the Chiefs consistently do that makes people hate them, but it's more so envy, which is just love disguised by hate.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like envy and jealousy has been around as long as time, right? And
two of the deadly sins.
Right, yeah. I mean, and people look at that and think to themselves, okay, this team is really, really good. I'm jealous of them, so they must be doing something wrong. Instead of saying, how can I get better and raise myself up, they want to bring everybody down. Look at social media. It's the biggest cesspool on planet Earth, right? Twitter, Facebook, all of that crap is just trash. And it's all about bringing everybody else down or you posting to show somebody what you're doing and they're not. Like, it's just so toxic. And that's what jealousy is. And I think there's a lot of toxicity out there in the NFL world because teams are like, we're just not as good as the Kansas City Chiefs at any level.
Yeah, I also don't believe that people, when they say they're not going to watch the Super Bowl, are lying. Bills fans lead the NFL fan bases of saying that they will boycott Super Bowl 59. I saw a great quote from Big Cat from Barstool yesterday. It says, if you're out there saying that you're going to not watch Super Bowl, you're an effing liar.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, look, was it New England and Atlanta when Tom Brady beat Mahomes in the AFC Championship game?
It was New England. No. Yes.
Right? It was Cincinnati that beat
Mahomes. And Cincinnati and the Rams.
And that Super Bowl sucked. But guess, you know why I know that?
Because I watched it. Yeah.
The Atlanta game against New England. You know how I knew New England came back? Because I watched.
Yeah.
Was I pissed that the Chiefs weren't there for a week?
The Patriots played the Rams when the Patriots beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
Oh, so the Rams were responsible for both.
It was 10-6. The Patriots won. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was like the worst Super Bowl ever.
Terrible Super Bowl. And I don't know if I did watch that one. That one sucked. Yeah,
maybe I didn't watch it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That one was bad. I was thinking, but the Rams Bengals one was pretty bad too.
Yeah, it was better, but yeah.
10-6 is pretty piss poor for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, it is. But
I might have watched, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. I hardly remember.
I've watched every Super Bowl since I've been alive.
I mean, I do remember the Rams Bengals one because I watched that one just like kind of depressed. Like, this sucks. I have no interest
in
this.
Sad.
And kind of just sat there.
You still go to the park. Somebody's having a Super Bowl party.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's having, you know, the food. You have an option to bring something, a side dish or a main dish. You're still going. You're still watching because there's still the commercials. There's still the theater that is the Super Bowl. So to say that you're not watching, because guaranteed, to you Bills fans, it's tough, but I bet they're rooting for Philadelphia.
No, they are rooting for Philadelphia, as they should be. And betonline.ag has been tracking tweets that say boycott the Super Bowl and tracking them back to those fan bases. And they've tracked over 180,000 tweets.
Yeah.
And Buffalo fans have 24,816, ironically enough, people that have said they're not going to be watching the Super Bowl. 24,816, followed by the Ravens, Lions, Browns, Vikings, and Saints. The two fan bases that are going to be watching the Super Bowl, the Chiefs and Eagles. There are 347 tweets from Chiefs fans saying boycott the Super Bowl, and there are 582 Eagles fans that are saying boycott the Super Bowl. Why those two people or fan bases are saying that, I don't know, but it's funny when you start to look at the list of people that aren't going to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's all the teams that lost, and then Cleveland somehow is in there as well, because I don't think Cleveland even knows what a Super Bowl is, because they've never been to one.
I mean, they do have the best basketball team in the NBA.
Do you think they're onto that?
That's nice.
I think they've been onto that since I don't know, week one.
Can Bronny play for them?
Nah, he's still in LA.
What are we doing with that, by the way? I was watching a little bit of that the other night. That's like watching
just let it go. They had their moment. It's done. We all know
he's really good in the G League.
Yeah. But that's where he should be.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
Yeah,
he's got probably 2 to maybe 3 years to develop until he could probably till he should probably come back.
Yeah, you know, you look at, you know, a lot of guys are good minor league baseball players. Sometimes that's where you peak, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll never play in the G League, so congrats to Bronny for making it. But what's going on in the NBA is embarrassing, you know.
Mm. Yeah, just give me to June. Yeah, New England and the Rams. Yeah, I do definitely remember watching that, because was that McVay, right?
That was like his first year.
Yeah, that's right.
And he got Belichicked.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then he came back, and that's why Aaron Donald was like, "Give me my ring."
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. There was something there with him and Belichick.
Wasn't Aaron Donald the MVP that year they went to the Super Bowl?
No, there hasn't been a defensive MVP since Taylor in 86.
He was DPOY.
Yeah. Defensively. He was like, that's when he was like in his run.
Three in a row or something. Yeah.
Where he was like the number one player in NFL countdown or top 100. Yep. I think he was number one maybe the next year. Yeah,
he was. He definitely had 1 year like that.
Yeah, he was number, God, he was a man.
Him and Tyreek, man.
Yep. Somebody's like, we all watched the Rams and Bengals for that epic halftime show. Was that the 50
what was that
Cent?
One? Oh, was that
Dr. Dre?
One?
Oh, Eminem? Okay.
Yeah. Was that was that one? Sick, I think, right?
Yeah. Because
the Chiefs weren't in that one.
Yeah.
And that was in L.A.
Yes.
Because they showed Snoop, like, puffing the blunt before he went on the stage. Yes. I'm like, yeah, that's real.
That's awesome. NFL's not going to be happy about that.
And then 50 Cent came down. He was, like, doing the, in the club, like, doing the chin-ups or whatever it was. Or,
yeah, that was a good halftime show.
Of course.
Awesome. Yeah,
that was halftime show this year is going to be amazing.
Yeah, L.A., you know, you bring out all the stars.
Yeah, it was the Dr. Dre. Either way, speaking of stars, I think another reason why people hate the Chiefs as we continue this, or they're envious of them, is the obvious, which is Taylor Swift. And I'm not here to tell you that you have to like her or love her music, but you can respect her, right? And she's, from what I saw, and again, I'm probably getting, you know, tunnel vision from just a lot of, like, you know, algorithm that is that I follow on Twitter or whatever that I keep watching. But I, you know, you see her post game. Like, I saw a video. She like went up to like Trey Smith and just like hugged him and said hi. She went to like players' parents or, you know, spouses that hadn't met her yet. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, hey, I'm Taylor. And they're like, yeah, I know. But like, you don't get that sort of like vibe from her. She's kind of like the Chiefs, right? Like, I understand why people might not like a certain artist that had some sort of scandal or had some sort of backlash towards stuff. Like, I understand why people like don't like Kanye West. Like, I understand why people may not like Will Smith or whoever it may be for the slap or whatever. But like, Taylor Swift, really honestly, is always super professional. And Travis Kelce even said it. He's like, she's so easy at breaking the ice to people she's never met. And it's just like, she's an average person. We watched the thing that she did in the hospital where she was like, just, hey, I'm Taylor. And then like, she's like, do you want to do a TikTok video? And the kids are like, duh.
Yeah.
But like, you wouldn't know like that she's out here, you know, doing all this stuff over the top. Like, you have Drake with the, you know, Raptors.
Yeah, and, you
like,
see him all over the place, right?
But like, Taylor's
and
just,
he's asking for it. Taylor's not asking for the camera. Taylor's not asking for the attention. Taylor's there to support her boyfriend and you know, hopefully husband soon and watch him play football. That's all she's doing. She's not sitting on the bench. She's not making it known she's there. She's not acting like Drake does when he, or Spike Lee with the New York Knicks, or, you know, some of these super fans.
And like, I'll admit, she probably knows she's going to be filmed. Like, she's going to be on camera and all that. Like, so yeah, that's there, but she's not like sitting there waiting like, here it comes.
No,
hey.
No. She's not mugging the camera.
I think she's naturally just that person.
Right.
I've never met her. I've never had the opportunity, but I feel like if I did, I'd be like, Taylor's Dusty Likes. Nice to meet you. Hi. Nice to meet you. Taylor Swift. And just be like, I just met somebody off the streets.
Right.
Like, I just met a normal person. I think that's the way she carries herself.
Yeah.
And I think that it's been shown. And I think that's another reason why, obviously, the nonstop attraction to the Chiefs. I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And like, the fandom where it's like, seriously?
Yeah, now you like, got this as well. Greatest quarterback, greatest coach, greatest tight end, greatest superstar of all time. Really, where else is this going to go,
right? Golden State got Kevin Durant. That's the straw that broke that camel's back. Like, Steph, Clay, Draymond, and now Kevin Durant, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, State Farm, everything, and Taylor Swift.
And the thing is, Taylor Swift has no impact on the football game whatsoever. You know, Kevin Durant obviously can impact the game, so your hatred is fine. She's just there supporting her boyfriend. And it's not like she's bringing the camera crew and staging all this stuff and whatnot. Everybody's there waiting for her to arrive because they know it's click farming, essentially, is what it is. They know if they put up a Taylor Swift video, people are going to click on it, and they're going to get the clicks and all the attention on social media. So yep. It's more about the people that are showing Taylor Swift than it is anything about Taylor Swift.
Somebody says on the text line, watch Kendrick Lamar bring out Taylor Smith to do Bad Blood.
That would be awesome.
You won't see her near the halftime show.
Absolutely not.
No. Not a chance.
No, she should be partying.
I just think that she's a good human being, and she's, you know, grounded. I think she's a little,
absolutely.
Right?
I think the Raptors with Drake.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, it's like, you never see Taylor Swift be like, I just put a milli on the cheese.
Oh, right, like, you don't see, she doesn't attract attention to herself at all. She's all about other people. I had heard the other day, $300 million in bonuses she gave out to her crew for the Eras tour.
That's right.
I mean, that's the kind of person we're talking about.
And then wrote them a personal letter.
So like, the hatred again is coming from
envy.
What?
Envy.
It really is. At the end
there's
of the day,
there's a reason why it's a deadly sin.
Mm-hmm.
It kills a lot of people.
It does.
It does. Yeah.
I mean, you just can't be that way. Like, I've never had that. Like, you look at some things and go, oh, I'd like to have that, and then you move on with your day.
Like, I wasn't the man I am today, but I didn't hate the Cowboys because Jessica Simpson went there and wore a pink Tony Romo jersey.
Who cares?
I was just like, dude, I was always in love with Jessica Simpson. Yeah. I was like, man, Tony Romo's good at golf, football, and he has her. What am I doing wrong?
Great. Good for Tony Romo, right? But, I mean, I never lost my mind over it, and they showed her a lot during those Cowboy years. Mm-hmm.
It's like
he's not married to her anymore.
No, he's with the Mizzou girl.
That's why he's in Columbia
before the Chiefs game.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Smart guy.
Yeah.
You ever seen the Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. We missed the gymnastics on SEC Network on Monday.
Damn.
It was LSU versus Mizzou.
Was Libby?
Of course.
Was she? Okay. All right. Cool.
Why do you think it was on the SEC Network?
I would have said if it was on the SEC Network, maybe she wasn't performing and doing the gymnastics routine. Now, if it was on ESPN.
Yeah,
the SEC Network, that's still a thing, huh?
Bob finally believes Dusty Likens. I never thought we'd get to the day, but I heard it from my own ears. We'll explain on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Chiefs football.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
From the 816, people hate what they don't have. They hate the Chiefs because they don't have Patrick. They hate millionaires because they don't have that money. They hate Taylor because they don't have that celebrity status. What's the famous line from Badlands by Bruce Springsteen? You guys don't know it. Poor men want to be rich. Rich men want to be kings. And a king isn't satisfied until he rules everything. That's life.
But you know what, though?
That's a different song and a different artist.
That's what all the people say. But here's the thing with all of that and the hate. Stop wasting that energy hating and use that energy to improve your lot in life. But again, it's 2025. We don't do that. We just bitch.
Or just start smoking weed, man.
I just can't. This is not fair. Well, what are you doing to make it better for you? Yeah. Well, I'm just going to complain about everybody else.
Okay. So you're about to complain. First off, was I right?
You weren't right. You were more than right is. Like,
nailed it. Somebody's got to be the guy. Text line, we need your help. Yes. This is not a sports topic, but it's fun.
It's a life topic.
We need your help. Go ahead, Mr. Fesco.
Okay, so new email policy, they want us checking our company email more. I never check the company email because 99% of it are pitches from PR people asking if I want somebody to come on and talk about the pains to deal with diabetes or, you know, inventing a new plastic bottle or whatever it is. Like, they're so irrelevant of the pitches that we get from these PR folks trying to get people on, I don't know, a sports show, right? So I'm like, I'm out. None of this is worthwhile. If somebody needs me, they got my number. They can find a way to get in touch with me. And so now they want us checking the company email more. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'll get on there every once in a while and see kind of what's going on. And for months, Dusty has been talking about this guy we have in the office who's the reply to all guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, how real is this? Is this, you know, over-exaggeration from Dusty and whatnot? Oh, my God.
No, he started firing away our text.
I mean, I had 5,193 unread emails, okay?
Yeah, that's like your fault.
I don't go there. It's just, you know how many of them were worthwhile?
Six?
I don't even know if it was that. I haven't gone through them all yet. I've already deleted about 1,000 of them.
You said 5,300.
I said 5,198 or something. 5,600, 2,500 minutes, right? So
one guy.
One guy.
Every message. 90%
of the emails in my email box are reply to all guy. like, and some of this is like the Christmas emails. Like,
oh,
yeah. we were
goes
hiding
that far back.
5,000. It goes back to probably
June. You're a popular
June.
Guy, though. I feel you probably get what, 40 emails a day?
I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, because I don't know that I've checked that since the summer. Maybe even before that, right? And it, because again, 90% of it is this guy replying to all, like, so, like Christmas,
every email
that is sent out by somebody in this building, this guy is replying to all.
Every single one.
Like they hid the elf all, you know, we're playing hide the elf or whatever it is, you know, elf on the shelf around the office.
Congratulations to Sophie. You found the elf. Right. Come to your prize.
And then this guy, congratulations. Oh my God. Stop.
Yesterday they had one that said, we'll be celebrating January birthdays with pizza, fun, and sweets. Come join us. Can't wait.
Sounds no, good. He did. Did he see? Did he? Did, was, yes. No.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds great. Reply all. And what's funny, and I'm glad we're doing this. Jeez, I'm in tears. What's funny is, like, I've been saying this for 4 effing months.
I know you have.
And they brought it up on Cody and Gold Show, and they had Dana Wright in their studio, and she's like, someone's going to have to do it. And I'm like,
but that
it ain't going to be me.
Who's
going
to tell this guy? Like, who's supposed to tell this guy? He's got to stop
it's
replying.
It's not Cody. It's not. Cody's got way
no,
more
like somebody,
sense
I don't than even know.
So, when we went to the holiday party, you know, I was like, is this when I have the Larry David moment? I was like, is this where I go, hey, man, nice to meet you. By the way, you kind of reply all. But again, I have the perfect excuse. I don't have the clout to do it. I've only been here for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
You, Johnny, C-Dot, Dana, Parts.
A lot of those people that you're mentioning right now really don't check our company email all that much.
That's the problem.
And the problem is 5,700, 2,500 minutes. They're all replying all. Ooh, congratulations. Happy birthday. I can't wait.
It's not Carrington. Trust me.
Oh, no, it's nobody you know.
No, it's nobody you know.
If it was Carrington, we'd tell you it was. But it's no one I know. But every freaking email and is a reply to all.
Like, what's more impressive? Serious question. That it's every email still, or that nobody's gone to this person.
Nobody's
and
gone
like,
and said, hey, yeah.
Because
like, Cody
afraid.
And Gold talking, but you said with Dana on
they
there.
They had their the fan club or right. whatever it was, and like Gold brought it up, and he's like, do you guys get like, have you seen the report? And she's like, somebody's got to do it. And even her, right? Popularity, big show, afternoon host, like. She's not doing it. So, like, I don't know if this is, like, something where it's, like, a test to see who's trying to get fired first. Because I don't know if you can necessarily get fired for that. But, like, holy Lord, man. Like, we go every day, 4 emails. Hey, congratulations. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. There's food in the upper concourse. Yum. <It's> like, dang it, dude. Like, I'm losing my mind. I've only been doing this for years.
But honest to God, like, they've been talking about this. I'm like, how bad can it? Oh, my God. It's worse.
Yeah. It was so funny seeing you come out of the woodwork yesterday in our text group. And he's like, you guys weren't kidding. Wait a minute. You seriously were not kidding. I was like, dude, I've been saying this since, like, November.
Well, and I used the word rude with you guys yesterday because I can't think of the right. It's not right. It's just not fair to sit here and do that and clog, you know. And they always say you don't have to check it. Yes, but when you do check it and they're all there and it's getting in the way of something that could be important.
Like, this happens in other people's jobs, right?
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Oh, absolutely.
It has to, right?
Someone from the 816 says someone has to let that person know. Have Mac do it.
But like, nice. Like, honest to God, like, should they send out an email like, hey, guys, like, let's limit the
No, it needs to come from somebody up. Like, somebody's got to have clout.
We had someone say, whomever sends the email original needs to put the company in the BCC line. Don't know what that means.
Say BBC?
The BCC line? I don't know what that means.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Find carbon copy where you can't see who it's being sent to.
Sports.
Does that help with the
maybe?
I'm just
let us know 816. Yeah. Their immediate supervisor needs to step in. That's what needs to happen.
I'm not calling anybody out that high.
Not calling anyone out. Whole segment dictated.
As a teacher who gets mass school emails, people do this all the time. Okay, I guess this is a society we live in.
But why? Like, but why?
Laziness. They don't know it. They're not been told. Like, there's two faults.
Well, it's not laziness, because...
Well, you could go over and hit reply or reply. All you have to do is read the bottom line. I got in trouble once for a reply all message. Do you remember that?
I do, but yours was like... You know.
I was literally here for, like, I had just gotten hired.
And you replied to the whole company, though,
that's right.
Didn't you? Yeah. like, not just here in Kansas City, like nationwide.
Did you hear about this, Mac?
No, what did you
do? So we lost a guest that talked baseball here.
Okay.
And our, who Roxanne is now, that was the guy that sent the email.
Gotcha.
He's like,
gotcha.
So-and-so is no longer with the company. It is what it is, whatever.
Okay.
I hit what I thought was reply. I hit reply all, and I was like, oh, man, that guy's really cool. A good guy. He's about to be really big. And I get an email back, and it's from the head honcho. And it just says, yeah, well, the sun will rise in the east and set in the west. My boss then, John Hansen, pulls me in his office. He goes, Dustman. I was like, what's up, John? He goes, maybe don't hit reply all. And I've never done it since. True story. Bob can back me on that, so I didn't make that up.
Unless it's like with like a couple of people and we're having a conversation. I never hit reply
all. The only time you do it, major announcement, wedding, marriage, retirement, or childbirth.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Right,
even still, chances are you probably have that person's number that works here. Private text. Hey, man, congrats on the kid.
Congrats, man.
Congrats on the proposal. Congrats on retirement. Like, right. I mean, you know, when Kling announced it, I went straight to the text. I said, F you, Clink.
Grandpa retiring now, you know?
Finger. So, I don't know. We'll get back into sports on the other side,
but I
promise.
But does anybody have a real solution other than somebody's just got to tell the guy, right?
One.
The BCC is all I'm seeing. Blind carbon copy.
Yeah.
And that eliminates the ability to reply to all.
Somebody says, have Binkley do it. That's perfect.
Yeah. There we go.
That's perfect.
Let me tell you something. Stop the reply to all.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. Every time you hit reply all, it sends a ding on my phone. I want to absolutely throw my phone across the room. Yeah, Beak would be the perfect person.
My wife just texted me. I'll be more than happy to talk to this
person. No, it has to be somebody that deals with this every day.
But I think she gets a lot of replies to all at the school, too.
Ooh, you that's know? What
yeah, yeah that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like every day.
Yep.
You know, let me tell you something about the reply all guy, Dushman from the 253. Take the day off. I mean, people act like that. He doesn't.
Binkley, if you're listening, you need to call in and weigh in on the reply all
guy. I guarantee you, Binkley gets it. Because every day you get this.
It's a big bundle of suck, Dustman.
See, he says Dustman all the time. I don't make that stuff up. You can't make up this stuff either. For the guy that told me that I was a clown earlier on the text line, you're probably going to love this next topic. And if you think I'm a Chiefs hater, I'm not. I'm just a realist. Trust me on this one. Just trust me. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.